Hello, and welcome to your Special Olympics Wisconsin podcast series, Athlete Voice. Special Olympics Wisconsin provides year-round sports training and athletic competition in a variety of Olympic-type sports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, giving them continuing opportunities to develop physical fitness, demonstrate courage, and experience joy while participating in a sharing of gifts, skills, and friendship with their families, Special Olympics athletes, and the community. And we are thrilled to launch this podcast series as it will provide you with perspectives directly from Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes, staff, and volunteers. I'm Addie Teeters, Vice President of Marketing Communications for Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I am so proud to introduce my co-host, Edward Castern, Unified Leadership Specialist for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Hello, Edward.
I'm so thrilled to be here, and I'm so thrilled that Special Olympics has given me the opportunity, not just as an athlete, but as staff, because we started this unified leadership thing 2 years ago, and we want to expand. We want to have athletes in every department. That's part of the mission.
And let's talk about that. Let's explain that to our listeners, Edward. You are a staff person at Special Olympics, and you and I are colleagues, and we get to work alongside each other, which is so fun. And
I am so thrilled to have the opportunity, because Addie, before this, it took me 10 years to find a job because I thought employers didn't want to have me because of my disability.
One thing that I think a lot of folks don't understand when it comes to Special Olympics Wisconsin and the different activities and learning opportunities that are provided to athletes, it goes beyond the athletic training field. And can you talk about some of the experiences you've had through the years to help with employment or to help with just everyday life?
Well, first off, I just want to say, if anybody out there with a disability may be down or discouraged or maybe frustrated, to reach out to somewhere like Special Olympics, because they might have resources to provide to you. Or I just want to give a shout out to DVR. That would be one resource I could have a person reach out to, is DVR, or contact your local ADRC in your community or region. It's very important that those two, and I'm giving a shout out to those two, because those two would be where to start.
Absolutely. There are resources out there, and you know, it's really important that we leverage our whole community in order to make sure that our folks with intellectual disabilities, that are our neighbors and our friends and our community members, have access to all of the resources that they need, right?
Yeah, or if you're a student in a special ed class, and reach out to your teacher, reach out to your guidance counselor, reach out to who you can, you know.
And tell me about your Special Olympics Wisconsin experience throughout the years, Edward. You have been quite the athlete in so many different events. Tell me about that.
Well, I started out in Nielsa with Dean Glaze, and then I only did bowling and track and field. And I remember my first score sitting in a chair for bowling, in a regular chair of four. And this year I made it to state for the first time. I made it to state before in bowling, but I never medaled. And this year I actually got second place in bowling. But one year, my mom took me in a blizzard. It must have been about 92. She's like, no one will be out. And I said, Mom, they're not going to cancel it. They're still going to run it. And it was just me and this other athlete. And we had this whole bowling alley to ourselves. It was just me and this other girl. And she beat me, but I still qualified for state, which was in Milwaukee at the time.
Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes participate in sports in all different ways and with all different abilities, and you're in a wheelchair. And tell us about your experience. How do you do your sports? How do you participate on the athletic fields?
Like for track, I'll do wheelchair events. But Addie, I was up until a couple of years ago, I was walking where I did 1,835 days where I set my goal and got up and walked, but I'm looking at getting new braces so I can do maybe some walking races. But right now I do wheelchair events like the 100 and 200 or 25. I did the 100 and 200 for many years, but now I do the 25-meter, the 30-meter slalom, and the wheelchair shot put. And before that, I did a softball throw. And for bowling, I used to do bowling singles where I used to throw my ball on the side of my chair. But in the last couple of years, I've decided to ramp because I decided to be nice, a little nicer to my body. Because athletes need to be, sometimes they might want to do a sport, but they might have to step back or maybe do it at a lower level or maybe do it in a walker or a wheelchair or some other device. They might need to step back and you know, because I never used to do rambling until a couple years ago, but I miss the physical aspect of throwing the ball down the lane. That's what I miss. But it's very important. I just want to tell the athletes out there, it's very important to listen to your body. Sometimes you might not want to because your brain might tell you something else, but you have to listen to your body, especially if you're getting, like we learn at Athlete Health Messenger in all our classes that I teach. It's very important to listen to that body because you only get one body.
Well, and we're not spring chickens anymore, are we, Edward, right?
No. 36 years of doing this. Sometimes on days like today, I can feel the arthritis. I can feel the things, but the movement. I enjoy the socialization. I enjoy meeting with friends and family. I consider you one of my friends because we can talk about real life. We can talk about, you know, I feel comfortable coming to you guys and telling you how I'm feeling. You know?
That's just it. We are so lucky that we get to come to work every day and support this mission. But we get to also come to work and be with our friends, be with who we call our family. And there's so many beautiful things about Special Olympics Wisconsin, you know, beyond athletics. And talk about some of the classes that you teach, Edward, and some of the classes that you've taken through the years.
I've taken every single class that they offer. That's why I got my job where I'm at. Because back in 2018, I took every class that was offered. I took athletes, coaches. I took athlete health messenger. I took global messenger. But I kept saying to myself, if I keep on this track and may see my potential, maybe I'll get my dream job. And my dream job was to work for Special Olympics. So I don't feel like it's a job because if you're having fun doing it, it's not really a job. Right, Addie?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Edward. And you know, there's so many other people that are involved, you know, in Special Olympics besides just us, besides just staff, besides just athletes. Who are some of those important people through the years that have helped you with your Special Olympics journey and helping you achieve your goals?
Well, first off, you wouldn't go anywhere without your parents, which I might get a little emotional, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, this last year at right before spring games rolled around, I lost my dad to renal failure, which is kidney failure, which is, if somebody doesn't know, that affects your kidneys, and your creatinine affects your kidneys. So that's why I monitor my health. I'm always up on my physicals. And that's another thing. I want to make an emphasis here is to make sure the athlete stays up on their physicals because, you know, they might not have a voice. They might not have a parent. Their parent might be gone. They might not be. They might be nonverbal, or the staff might let it slip. But it's important. That's why we have MedFest, Addie. That's why we have, like, when I went to bowling, I did another physical. Even though I had a physical in October, I did another one to make sure I was doing okay. I did MedFest. I did, you know, I do special smiles. I do healthy hearing. Heck, I even did something I never did this last year since I was at every state games because I qualified, which is amazing. I did, for track and field, I did fit feet, which I never did before. They said my feet look great, and I just had a couple calluses, but I wouldn't have known that if I didn't go to fit feet. So that's why because these health professionals, they take time out of their way and they donate their time. We don't pay anybody. They donate their time. They come to us wanting to volunteer. And it's a good experience for all. We're so much more than sports.
We are so much more than sports. And I think that's really what we, you know, as you and I have talked and tried to figure out, how do we want to plan these podcasts for our listeners in the future? And how do we, what kind of information do we want to get out there to the state of Wisconsin and beyond? We have said, you know, we really have so many messages to share. And could you tell our listeners, what are some of the topics that they can expect to hear in future podcasts? And who are some of the types of people we're going to be talking to on this podcast and interviewing, Edward?
Or we'll interview Chad, the CEO, and he'll tell us about his vision and the mission. And he's been a wonderful CEO to work for. And just a lot of different things. And we're going to be interviewing coaches from across the state out of our 150 or 153 programs. If I got that number right, I don't know.
We have volunteer programs all throughout the state of Wisconsin. We have incredible coaches and people who come to these games. We could not do this without the volunteers, could we, Edward?
Nope. And there's a lot of times it's getting harder and harder to volunteer. So a lot of times the staff gets to work at the front lines and see what we do, because a lot of times we'll run short. So we'll need those extra manpower, as you call it. And I think it's cool when you get to work the front lines, because I haven't had to work in these last games because I've been competing, but which has been fortunate for me. But I think, I don't know, maybe you can talk to me about this, Addie, and I can interview you for a minute. But how do you feel when you volunteer for, I mean, you're new to your position, but how do you feel when you're at a state game, you're volunteering, getting to know the athletes, or just volunteering on a lane, or, you know, maybe at the winter games coming up, or what, you know?
You know, Edward, I'm so glad you asked me that question, because every time I have volunteered at some of the games, I don't think I stop smiling the entire time. I have so much fun. I make so many new friends, and I bring my family with me now to volunteer. So my husband volunteers, my kids volunteer, and they can't wait to do the next games. They just wait for every new event they can go to. And so I think I'm so glad you asked me that, because I think that's a message we can send to our communities, that just if you've never volunteered with us before, just give it a shot once and you'll be hooked, right?
Right. That's why I've been at for 36 years.
That's great.
Without that, I don't think I would have went to college or pursuing anything, because with Special Olympics gave me the confidence and said, oh, I can win a gold medal, I can do this.
Why should people listen to this podcast? Why do, you know, as we do more episodes here, why do we want people to tune in and check this out?
Because I want to tell people about our mission, you know, our mission first and foremost. And there's a lot of negative in this world. So I want to give people with disabilities. There's one big word I want to do. I want to say it here. Well, two big words. My dad always said, think positive no matter what the situation. That was his main message every day. No matter what the situation is, always think positive. Which I quote myself daily, because there are situations where I'm like, Dad, what do I do here? Dad, what do I do there? And then to have hope is really, to have hope, courage, shining, and joy that's throughout the athlete oath. Because there's not always bright days, but if you can think of the oath and think of the joy, you know, the joy stuff brings to you, or, you know, even just to have hope, just to have something to hold on to look forward to.
Now, Edward, you talked a little bit about the athlete oath, and I bet there's a lot of our listeners who have never heard the oath before. Could you share that with us?
Let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. That message brings, it makes me smile and gives me hope and for a brighter future. I don't know where I'd be without Special Olympics, honestly.
Well, Edward, and we wouldn't know where we would be without you, because you bring us so much joy in the work that you do for Special Olympics.
If people could see the biggest smile I got on my face right now when we're talking, they would understand.
Yeah, your smile is the best, Edward. We are so grateful that we're some pretty lucky Special Olympics staff that we get to see it every day. So we're so grateful. And I'm really excited to see how the messages that this podcast can send in the future.
Well, thank you, Eddie, for giving me the time and letting me co-host this with you, because I'm really thrilled and excited and looking forward to going on many other adventures with you through this podcast, because it should be fun. And it's about educating people about our mission, first and foremost, our mission and what we do.
That's exactly correct, Edward. And we really just want to thank everybody for listening today. And for more information on how you can support Special Olympics Wisconsin, please visit SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Thank you so much. And we'll make sure that you hear about our next podcast very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.